Yesterday we saw in the Gemara that according to Rabbi Yehuda, the shear of 10 amos, 10 tefachim minimum for a sukkah seems a bit strange because according to Rabbi Yehuda, that the granted the building the size of a ama, 6 tefachim when it comes to a building, but for kelim, which we were using as the source, is only 5 tefachim, not 6. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, we said the minimum height of a sukkah should really be 11 and a half amos, not, sorry, 11 and a half tefachim, not 10 tefachim. So we said, no, the shear of 10 tefachim is halacha l'moshe m'Sinai, is the way Rashi and Tosos understand Hilchos HaGemirah, that the shear of 10 tefachim is a halacha l'moshe m'Sinai, because we say that when it comes to shiurin, chatzitzin, umechitzin, those are halacha l'moshe m'Sinai. So now the Gemara is going to challenge it. So the Gemara picks up 6 lines at the bottom. Shiurin del Raisa ninu, but shiurin del Raisa. He'll say, Eretz Chitos, I have a kevin, a shein of rimon, Eretz Eish, seven udvash. Pasuk that tells us the shiva saminim. Amar of Chanin. Pasuk has el shir and amar. So what are these? Chita of beis hamnuga. Chita is a reference to the shir of beis hamnuga. A house that has saras. This is not learning in the Mishnah. Hanich nas le beis hamnuga. Vekeilav ak seifa. Vesantala vetabas of biyado. Uvein tevein miyad. So if one enters a house that has saras, and he is carrying kelim on his clothing. Kelim here means clothing. He's carrying his clothing on his shoulders, and he's carrying his shoes and his rings in his hands. He becomes a tamei immediately, as well as them. Rashi tells us tamei miyad at the very bottom below shiya, i.e., immediately. These are all considered ba'al habayis, but the Gemara says on daf vav, if he's wearing his clothing, his shoes are on his feet, and his rings are on his fingers, so he's not carrying anything, he's wearing them all normally, so he becomes tummy immediately. Again, that's what the pasuk says. But they're tahor until the time it takes to eat kedei achilas pras. Rashi tells us this based on a pasuk that says ve'ochol b'bayis v'chabes v'gad. So he has to eat in the house, but it doesn't mean he actually has to eat. He has to be there enough time to eat. So that means time to eat enough kedei achilas pras, which is Rashi tells us achilas pras chatzi kikar, a half a loaf of bread. So that cheer is with pas chitin v'lo pas orin. It's with wheat bread and not barley bread. Wheat bread is easier to eat; it goes down quicker. As well as mesav ocha b'liftan, he eats it reclining, and he eats it with a dip. So the bread gets down easier. The time it takes to do all that is the time he's allowed to be in the beis hamnuga house as saras before the clothing he is wearing becomes tame. So that is chita. Zora does not barley. The mission tells us. Xm kisora matame b'magav amasa ve'ino matame ba'ohel. If you have a bone that's the size of a zora, the size of a barley corn, it is matame b'magav and masa, with touching and with carrying. Ve'ino matame ba'ohel, but does not give off to masa ohel. Zora gefen k'day revius yayin l'nazir. That is the amount of wine for a nazir. So this needs a bit of explanation. Rashi tells us k'day revius yayin. There's an opinion in Gemara Nazir Daf Lamed Daled Amud Beis. If you have other grape products, the Chatzan Ve'ulavim Ve'alin, it's Tarvin L'Shir Avias Yayin. She'im Yitnim L'Kos Mala Yayin. If you put all these grape products in a cup of wine, Acha Yatsi Men Revias Yayin, so much so that the cup overflows and displaces a revias of wine. So that amount, you are over the Isser of eating grape products if you're a Nazir. I mean, say yayin and not water, because yayin is much thicker and it takes more time for the cup to overflow than for water. So again, yayin teaches us, Geffen teaches us that if you have miscellaneous grape products, the shear to be over the isser is as much as the displaces a revius of wine. Dana. Shabbos. The shear of taking out food on Shabbos. The food is the size of a grogeris, of a ta'ena, a fig. Rimon, it's non kol clay, bale batim, shear and krimonims. The Mishnah tells us in Kalim that the Kalim of bale batim, for them to lose their possibility, their shame kli, and for the possibility of becoming tame, they have to be the size of a pomegranate. So the Mishnah describes that if you have a kli, since the bale batim, they were more, they were less, more reluctant to throw away their kalim. So if there's a small hole, even if it's small enough that if you were to put an olive in the kli, it would fall through, but the kli could still hold a pomegranate. Pomegranate's a bit bigger than an olive. But once the hole is the size of a pomegranate, so, and the pomegranate will therefore fall through, so people throw out the kalim, the kli loses its shame kli, and therefore loses its ability to be makabel tuma. Got that?
Yeah.
Eretz Shemen. Eretz Shekol Shireh Kazesim. So all Shirim are Kazayas. Rashi says, Tame Meis, Unavela, Isser Chela, Vidam, Upigo, Venosa, Vitame, Vigida, Nasher. Basically, every time you have an Isser Achila, it is usually a Kazayas. So the Gemara asks, Kol Shireh, can you say all the Shirim? What about all the Shirim we just said before? Ella, Ema, Sherov, Shireh, Akazesim. So most Shirim are Akazesim, but not all. Devash. Devash is a date. Kiko Seve Sagasa, Yom Akipurim. So you say a big date. So what's this? Rashi tells us, if someone tells you there's an Isser to eat on Yom Kippur, you could tell them they're wrong. There's a mitzvah to afflict yourself. And there's an Isser, there is also an Isser of not afflicting yourself. So affliction is defined differently than eating. Eating, we say, is generally kazayas, but affliction is a little more. Affliction is that you starve yourself. So that she is bigger. That's the size of a koseves hagasa, a big date. By the way, if you ever want to remember the difference between koseves and grogeris, so I heard a good mnemonic once, that we know the Hebrew word for date is tamar, right? So you would date a tamar and give her a ksuba, which is similar to koseves. Okay. I don't remember where I heard that from. I could have said it wrong, but basic idea. Okay. Anyway, so now that we have all these shirim, alma d'arais in a new week, please, even the psukim, that shirim are d'arais, how can we say that alma should be Sinai? So the Gemara asks, does that really make sense? Shirim miksivi? Does it write these shirim anywhere in the psukim? Rashi says, "Klunk sevatora etzem kisora beisam nuga bechitzim echin kulam." You're never going to find this in the Torah. You'll do the whole chumash; it won't be there. Elo hilchasan enu. No, it's a halacha mashmi. Sinai cross machtav amahu. And it's possible it's just a remez, but it's not mekurish in the Torah. So the shirim are really halacha mashmi sinai. So that was shirim. Next is chatzitzim that we said was going to the mikvah that you can't have anything interposing, to use our small words, between you, between your flesh and the water. Chatzitzim d'araisa nenu, but there's a din d'araisa tefsif v'rachat es besara b'mayim shloi d'arachot seitz beinu l'bein amayim. Pasuk says that you have to wash your flesh in the water, so your flesh has to be in the water and not anything else blocking. So what's the halacha Moshe Sinai? The se'ara, that's for his hair. Because Rabba Bar Bar Chana is like Rabba Bar Bar Chana. To Amma Rabba Bar Bar Chana, Neima Arach Shura Chotzetes, Shalosh Einam Chotzetes, Shtayim in Yodea. So if one hair is tied tightly, that's a chatzitza, because the water won't be able to get in the whole hair. If there are three hairs tied together, that is not a chatzitza. Rashi says because it is a bit looser, so the water can get through. But two, we're not sure. So Gemara says, that can't be Sarah Nami Doraisa. Sarah is also Doraisa, Ninu. Just say, Rachatas Besara Bamaim, Esa Tafel Besara, my new sorrow. That S includes anything that's Tafel Besara, which includes the hair. Yes, I also. So what does the Lachat teach us? Look at Rabbi Yitzchak. I'm Rabbi Yitzchak. Torah Rubo Umak Pedalav Chotzes, which ain't a Mak Pedalav, ain't a Chotzes. Midoraisa. Sorry, Rashi says halacha l'mashe m'sinai.
The chazitza.
What?
What's halacha l'mashe m'sinai? The two hairs.
Well, no, we're done with the hairs because you said hairs are din d'oraisa. It's in the pesukim. So we say the halacha l'mashe m'sinai tells us that in order for something to be a chazitza, it has to be rov, and you have to be makbid on it.
Rov what? It
has to cover rov of your body.
Oh, okay.
And you have to be makbid on it. It means you don't want it there, and you would like shake it off. Shaina makbid alav, eino chotzeis. And if you're not makbid on it, it's not going to be a chazitza. The gozer and the rabbanon, or gozer al rubo sheino makbid. The gozer if it's a rove, but you're not makbid, mishim rubo a makbid. Because if we allow you to do it, you're not makbid, you might come to do it when you are makbid, that would be a problem. The amiyuto amakbid mishim ruba amakbid, and it goes there on miyut hamakbid. If it covers a little bit of your body, less than 50%, and you're makbid about mishim ruba amakbid. Because if you do it when it's 49% and you're makbid about it, you may come to when it's 51% and you're makbid about it, and that'll be a problem. So Gemara says if that's the case, wigs are not amiyuto she'ino makbid, mishim miyuto amakbid. So we should also be goes there on miyuto she'ino makbid, because it might lead to miyut hamakbid. Inami mishim ruba. Or it might lead to doing it when it's rove and not makbid. So my answer is no. He group a gzeira v'ana nikum v'nikzor gzeira gzeira. That itself is a gzeira. You're saying if we were to do, let's say, on miyut she'eino makbid, because it will lead to miyut hamakbid, but miyut hamakbid is not a loch ha'meshri sinai. Loch ha'meshri sinai is only rove makbid. So you're just making a gzeira on a gzeira. We don't do that. That's what we said before with Rabbi Yehuda about the 10 tefachim minimum for a sukkah. But the Gemara says, "Honey, chol Rabbi Yehuda." This works for Rabbi Yehuda. Remember, Rabbi Meir learns from the Aaron and the Kaporis. So what does he use the lachol moshvi sinai for? Just like Yochsa, legod ulavod v'topen akuma. The lachol moshvi sinai teaches us about the principle of good, which is extending the wall, either through good asik, as we explained yesterday, when the walls extend up, or good achis, when the walls extend down. Lavud, which is when you have, we talked about this also yesterday. Where you dig the hole into the ground and you have the wall. Yeah, I think that's Naftali. Then you have the wall three tefachim away. When the wall is three tefachim from the ground, less than three tefachim from the ground, we connect it through Lavud. And Dofen Akuma, we also talked about on Sunday about the four amos that the wall bends. Dofen Akuma. So that's what the halacha mishnah teaches us according to Rambam. The Mishnah goes right there. She'ein lo shalosh tefachim. The Mishnah tells us that the sukkah does not have three walls. It is not kosher. Son Rabbanan. Of these three walls, Shtayim kelchasan, two have to be the proper shear. Shlishus hafiyu tefach, but the third can even be a tefach. Rabbi Shimon Aimer, shalosh kelchasan, no, three have to be proper walls. A revius hafiyu tefach, and a fourth can even be a tefach. My committee, so what is the nekudas machlokes? Rabbanan sabri yesh aim lo masayres. Rabbi Shimon sabri yesh aim lo mikra. So according to the Rabbanan, they hold that the ikur, how he darshan the pesukim, is through the way they were written in the Torah. Rabbi Shimon says the way you read it in the Torah. We'll see the nafkamina now. Rabban sabri yesh aim lo masayres. Basukos, basukos, basukos. Hare kan arba. This is where it's important to look and see the difference because it's not pronounced. Hence yesh aim lo masayres. First, the Torah says Basukos three times. Basukos teishu shivas yamim. Ko'ezach b'yisrael yeshvu basukos. That's number two. Mani b'nosechem ki basukos oshavti yisbin Yisrael. That's three. So two of those times it's written chaser, without a vav. Right, the first two. And then the third time it's written a mali, with a vav. So the first two times you can also read it as saying basukas, meaning the sukkah of, i.e. that'll be one. So if you add them up, you'd have 1 plus 1 plus 2, Hare Kad Arba. And that'd be 4. 4 walls. Dach
Alekufe. I'm saying you get 4. There's 3 mentions of the word sukkah, right?
Right. But what?
Oh, and then 2 of them don't have a vav, so they're plural. So
right. No, so those are single.
Those are single.
1 plus 1. And then there's a plural one, and plural is going to be 2. Oh, and why is plural going to be 2 and not 100?
Why?
Tafasa Ruba Lo Tafasa. Tafasa Mi Tafasa. It's not the Isra. Anyway. So that's four wolves. However, take one away, because this is the rule of Ein Darshin Tchilos. For the first time something is mentioned, we don't use it as a drasha, because that teaches us the actual din itself. So now you have 4 minus 1, plus Lutzlasa, that's 3. Shine Kilchasa, and Vasai Ilchasa, the Garasa, the Shishas, the Hukma Atapach. So we have out of these 3 walls, 2 are going to be full, and one of them, the Lachon Shishina, tells us that could even be a Tapach. That is the Rabbana. Shimon Savar Yeshem Mikra, but Shimon says Yeshem Mikra, Pasukos, Pasukos, Pasukos. I don't care how it's spelled, I care how it's pronounced. In that case, they're all pronounced Pasukos. So now you have 2, 2, and 2. Arikan Sheish has 6. Dachar Kralagupe, take out 1, 1 being 2, because each one is pronounced as a plural. So now you have Pashilu Arba, 4. Shaloshka Chasan, so 3 will be proper walls. Asayachsa Vikarasa Lerevius Vikmasa Atapach. The fourth wall will be Atapach, meaning both agree, as of now at least, that there is a Lachol Mashisina that tells us that one of the walls is going to be a Tefach. But the question
is it 4 or 3?
Exactly. V'bayisema, alternatively, you could suggest, T'kulayama yesh aim la mikra. So now we have to fix the Rabbana. Seemingly, we should always have, as a starting point, 6. So, one opinion holds that schach does need the pasuk, so you cannot use that as part of the drasha. So therefore, remember, if we're always saying yesh eim lamikra, so we're going to start with 6. We're saying, so you have to take out one of them for sure, ein darshin tchilos, so you're left with 4. Sorry. One says you don't need to take it out. Ein darshin tchilos. So that's the case. That'll be the Rabbanon says schach does not need its own, because a sukkah, one says basukos, that itself implies there's schach. So therefore, you take out the first one, you're left with the 4. Sorry. Right. So everyone says Yeshay Mamikra. So we have now 6, which we're going to change to 4 because Ein Darshin Tchilos. So we say Marta Reshacha Baikra. The Rabbanan say that Schach requires a separate drasha. So out of the 4, now one of them is automatically gone. So it's 3, right?
But according to Rav Shimon Shita, wouldn't it be 2? Because each is 2.
So everyone says each is 2. That's the Yeshayim Mikra.
Okay, so the way you pronounce each is 2, right?
Right, so we start off with 6.
6, you take away 1, you have 4.
Right.
Is Ein Darshin Tefillah, okay?
Yeah.
And then you're saying you need a drasha for schach.
Right, one of those 4 teaches us about schach.
Oh, you're saying 1
of the 4.
Not one of the words.
Right. So one of the 4 teaches us about schach.
Okay.
That's the Rabbanus. Therefore, now you only have 3. But Rav Shimon says,
why can't they apply the same logic to the Ein Darshin Tefillah? Like, why can't they just take away 1 for the first
time? No, because the word itself is the Tefillah. So you have to take out the whole word. So according to the Rabbanan, one of the 4 that's left needs to teach you about schach. So I only have 3. According to Rav Shimon, Mar Sar Schach Halo Baikra. Rav Shimon says that once we know sukkah by definition implies schach. That was the first Rashi. Hashem is schach kriya sukkah. Not the first Rashi, but one of the first. Therefore, we still have the 4. And of those 4.
So why doesn't he say that we need 4 actual walls then? Instead of 3.
No, because everyone agrees that Lachlan Moshe Sinai tells us
that one is Matapa. Okay.
Right. But there's going to be 4 walls. Okay. Okay. Alternatively, you could suggest Tekulayama Yeshem Lamasores. Everyone says Yeshem Lamasores, meaning we're first starting off with 4. Marsa Rakiasayachsa Ligrawa, Marsa Rakiasayachsa Lahosif. So we have four, and we're taking out one because Ein Darshin Tfilos, right? And that's only one. So now we have three. But one opinion says, Halach HaLashon Sinai tells us that the third wall is one tefach. It's going to be smaller. That is the Rabbanan. And the other opinion says the Halach is coming to add. So we have three walls, and we need to add one more. So that for that extra wall, which Halacha Moshe Sinai is going to be a tefach, it's going to be an extra wall, not one that's already mentioned. So you have the three basic walls, and you have this extra one, because again, there's always this rule of this wall of a tefach. Just according to Rav Shimon now, it's not implied in the pasuk. V'bay same. Alternatively, you could say, Dekulayama, Kiesal Yochsal Legroa. Now, everyone says Halacha Moshe Sinai teaches us that we go down. So now we got a problem. We're starting with four. Ein Darshin Tfilos tells me three. And they're both going to say, so two plus one, that's a tefach. So how do we answer for Shimon? The question is, do we Darshin Tfilos? Mar Savar Darshin Tfilos. Rav Shimon says, we do Darshin Tfilos. So now we have that extra one. So from the 2 and 1, now we add 1, so it's 3 and 1. Marasar, but the Rabbanan say Ein Darshin Tfilos. Masna Amar, Sarah Deb Shimon Mayacha. Ignore everything we say about Yeshem. Mikra Yeshem Amsaresta. Rav Shimon says, why do we need four walls? And one of them will be a Sabbath. Why do we need four walls? Because the pasuk says, "V'sukkah tiel etzel yoma." It's the pasuk we saw on Daf Beis Amud Aleph. That was the sheet of Reb Zera of why sukkah needs to be cannot be done 20 amos. "V'sukkah tiel etzel yoma mechol reif." What's the rest of the pasuk? "Ule machse ule mistor mizaram umi matar." It has to protect from wind and rain and the elements, the heat and the.
So he's ignoring the deductive way. He's just saying we need four because.
No, the wall is still being deducted. Meaning the pasuk.
I'm saying he's using the primary proof as the fact that you need.
Right. So this pasuk indicates that we need four walls. And there's a Halacha Moshe Sinai that says one of those walls can be.
So it's confirmation bias. He's getting it from here and then connecting it to there.
No, because again, Halacha Moshe Sinai. You can't, argue on that. I mean.
No, well, the argument is whether it's 3 and 1. Or 4 and 1.
No,
or
no, no.
3 and 1 or 2 and 1.
Right, meaning, again, no, this is just Rav Shimon now. Totally different. Rav Shimon's getting it from a new pasuk that teaches us four walls, because you need four walls as protection. And now, Halacha Moshe Sinai says this fourth wall can be a bit smaller. Therefore,
Rav Chaim held. All right.
Yeah. It's actually just a good. Good Ian here on how could they argue that we said the one of the opinions said is a machlokes if the Halacha Moshe Sinai comes to add or subtract. So is it supposed that you could have an argument, a machlokes in Halacha Moshe Sinai? So it's a bit of a sugya, actually did in my chaburas recently, that there are two types of Halacha Moshe Sinai. One is what's called mifureshes, where it has basis in the Torah, and one's called mifudeshes. It's completely new. So we know sukkah has basis in the Torah. So Halacha Moshe Sinai mifureshes. Maybe there is room to argue according to some shittas. Okay, we'll pick up from the bottom of oven base tomorrow.